Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Life Coaching, the Accelerated Path to Creating a Life You Love. And why is this important? Because as children, we often grow up with the things and the image of ourselves that we learn from our parents. And if they have a warped image of themselves, they're only going to recreate a warped image of you in yourself. So the idea is to become introspective, to learn more about yourself, to learn what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and how to use them to achieve whatever you want to achieve. I've seen the power of life coaching firsthand, and I know how beneficial it can be, said Lisa Gibbons. So, how much success could a professional athlete expect to realize without the benefit of a coach to support them? In sports, as in life, the role of a coach is to hold firmly to the vision of a desired result, even when the client's current circumstances do not yet show evidence of it. A coach interacts with his or her clients from a mindset of possibility, supporting them in seeing everything, even seeing setbacks and obstacles as necessary steps toward the achievement of their goals. But perhaps the greatest gift of all that a coach can offer is the gift of an objective and expanded perspective. And why is this important? Well, let me go back and tell you a little bit about where I come from and the environment that I grew up in. I grew up at a time when people with disabilities, there were no laws that guaranteed people with disabilities rights or the opportunities for an education, much less gainful employment. But what happened to me also was I grew up in an environment where there was a lot of physical, emotional, and verbal abuse. And as a child, I was always told that made to believe that I was worthless just because I was different. And every time I tried to do something for myself and think independently, often I suffered a physical abuse at the hands of my father. And usually it was a situation where my sister had a habit of loving to create arguments. And because I was different, because I had a physical disability where I had to wear a brace, it was always assumed that it was my fault because my older sister was deaf and she couldn't hear, so therefore she wouldn't do anything. And oh, my younger sister was just perfect, and she there's no way. So I got the brunt of it. And in spite of it all, in spite of the odds, the sad part was that my father wanted the best for his daughters, but he just didn't know how to be any different. And he passed away just as I was entering college. So that what happened was, then it fell on my mother, where she was constantly telling me, you can't pass, you can't hold a job, you can't live on your own, you can't think for yourself, always the things that I couldn't do. And for me, the only way that I overcame a lot of those things was because I was very introspective and I was very outgoing in my personality, and I had friends that gave me the support that I couldn't get from my family or anyone that was close to me in my family. Because in essence, that until the 70s, there were no laws that guaranteed people with disabilities rights and opportunity. The opportunity for an education for people with disabilities was not passed until 1977, and that was the Individual Disability Education Act, which guaranteed people with disabilities the right to an education. And then it wasn't until 1990 that they passed the Americans with Disabilities Act, which actually gave a definition of what a disability is, who falls under the law, and what their rights were when it came to employment and accessibility. And then that started to create a whole new field for people for employment and opportunities in designing software that would help people with disabilities to be integrated into society. So, coaches are essential. It's easy to get distracted in the day-to-day details of our lives and to allow a foiled plan or even a bad day to bring out our forward momentum to a halt. In times like these, having a coach is essential because he and she, both literally and figuratively, call for a much-needed timeout. A weekly coaching session provides an opportunity to remember the big picture, to reconnect with our external goals, and become more mindful of the inner resources we have already amassed to help us realize them. In the absence of this kind of deliberate attention to the future we want to move toward, most of us will default to feelings, beliefs, and perspectives we've accumulated from our past. And when we allow the past rather than the future to inform our choices in the present, we manifest the same predictable results and the same predictable problems time and time again. And think about it. When you're a child, you hear people say things to you to tell you what your potential is, who you are, what your capabilities are. So what happens is those become the internal tapes that you repeat to yourself over and over again. And it creates or encourages or keeps around that low self-esteem that you have about yourself. So often you will hear people talk about affirmations and how to use affirmations to turn your thought processes from being negative to a more positive one. And through coaching, what does that do? Especially if you're working with a life coach or someone that's a neuro-linguistic programmer, life coach, that let me explain to you what neuro-linguistic programming is. What it is it uses touch to get you to visualize a bad situation and then try and reconnect it through touch to experience that same good feeling and redirect and change an outcome of something that happened in the past for future situations. So let's go back and let's talk a little bit about what makes a good coach and how it guides us. The gap between our current reality and the reality we desire always comes back to what we believe is and is not possible. A belief is just a thought that we've allowed ourselves to think over and over again. Eventually, it becomes imprinted in the subconscious mind like a groove in a well-traveled road. Many of us hold very limiting and disempowering beliefs about ourselves, not because they are true, but because this way of thinking is simply what we've become accustomed to. A good coach is one who can guide us to temporarily suspend our outworn perspectives and self-sabotaging beliefs long enough to catch a glimpse of a new reality. Working with a coach gives you access to a technology to identifying the future you that you desire, and then consciously allowing that future to guide and inform the choices you make, the thoughts you think, and most importantly, the way you feel in the present. Because overcoming obstacles is the and learning how to overcome those obstacles is the best way to learn to think and how you think about yourself. So, if you want to learn with and work with a life coach, it is important to have a guideline of where you are now and where you want to be in the future and how you want to get there. Because when you first understand all of that, then that is how you will succeed. It is just that for so many people, all they know is, and they go through life living their life the way they have been taught to experience it all their lives. And I grew up in the South, and I lived 30 years in Atlanta, and you would often see the street preachers on the street by the Five Point station, or you would see them on the bus trying to convert you to Christianity. And a lot of this was because inside they have no self-esteem about themselves, and they've gotten a hold of preachers or someone who's has a control over them, that they preach to them, oh, if you just go out and preach this and bring people to Jesus, you are going to go to heaven. You are going to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. But you know, it's more or less that it's no outside force out there that's going to give you what you want in life. You have to know what you want, and you have to work towards it yourself, because no one is going to give you anything. So, as you start cultivating beliefs and taking actions that are consistent with the future you want to live into, you will literally become lit up by possibilities that were always there, but blocked from your previous field of vision. Coaches of many colors. One of the benefits of the rapidly growing popularity of coaching is that there are now dozens of philosophies and methodologies to choose from. There are coaches who specialize in supporting clients in big picture discoveries, such as identifying their vision and clarifying values. And there are those who specialize in very specific niche markets, such as self-care, fitness, financial organization, and improving relationships. I encourage everyone who is interested in benefiting from this kind of support to choose the style that offers the closest fit to their unique desires and goals. Over the past 15 years of working at a certified law of attraction coach and founding an international coaching company that trains and certifies coaches, I have acquired my own philosophy and underpins every book I write and every program I teach. What makes quantum success coaching distinctive is our firm belief that the clients already have all the answers they need within them, that there is a natural process of evolution that will work in all of our lives. And when we learn to listen to and cooperate with the outcomes we desire unfold naturally and effortlessly. In our view, the primary role of the coach is not to offer guidance or give advice, but to teach our clients to recognize and decipher their own internal guidance system as they have the ability to approach every situation and area in their lives more intentionally. So, think about it. What are your goals? How do you want to reach them? Do you even have it written down somewhere of what it is that you do? If someone came up to you and you wanted to describe your business to them, could you do that? And I have written a book that I called Overcoming Personal Obstacles. No one stands in line to become disabled. I did not have and have not had the funds to actually get the book published, but I did take part in and submit a chapter through the International Association of Professional Life Coaches for a book that titled Entrepreneurs, let me get this straight. It's called Coaching for Entrepreneurs, How Life Coaching Can Help Entrepreneurs Improve Their Bottom Line. And one of the things, or the main thing that I talked about in this book was one thing. That when you look at when the government publishes the unemployment rate, what they are talking about is traditional 9-to-5 job where you work for someone for an hourly or yearly salary. But if we look over the last 100 years and how the job market changes over time. And when we look back at how the United States of America was founded in the early part of the 20th century, where many of the Europeans brought their skills from their homeland to America, and whereas they used to go and sell their wares from home to home, when they came to America, what they did was they stood on street corners and sold their wares. I often remember my mother telling stories of her uncles and how she came to meet my father. And first of all, my father's family, his mother came from Latvia, his father came from Poland. When they came and they settled in Savannah, Georgia, what did they do? He used to sell fruit on the push carts. And my mother, when her father first came to this country with his family, they settled in Savannah. And they had a general store that was known as the Gherkin General Store. But eventually, that location was sold out, and the owner changed the name to the Crystal Beer Parlor. And in the Crystal Beer Parlor, it's nothing more than a seafood place, but it's got all the original fans, it's got all the original things, but it was updated. And they even have the history of my ancestors in their menu, but which talks about the location and who owned it originally, the pictures of the original owners, and then how it became, it was bought out by the owners of the Crystal Beer Parlor and how it evolved. So, and my grandfather could not take the weather in Savannah, so he went back to Russia. When he came back to this country, he settled in New York City. So how my mother met my father was she went with some friends to Florida, and on her way back, she stopped off to see her aunts and uncles, and they were going to a wedding, and they took my mother with them to the wedding, and that's where she met my father. And my mother died almost 5 years ago, and the rabbi who officiated at her funeral, it was his aunt and uncle whose wedding my parents met at. So you can see that when you grow up in a specific area and in a specific environment, how small the world is, because even though there you would not have thought of the fact that my mother would have met my father in Savannah when she grew up in New York, or vice versa, or that the rabbi who officiated at her funeral would have been lived in California and came to Savannah as the rabbi of the synagogue that we belong to and happened to have been there right at that time. And so, I mean, we live in a small world, but how you live your reality, how you see yourself, how you believe in yourself. And for so many of us, we bring with us the same emotions, feelings, and goals that other people have for us, and we live that reality instead of living our own reality. And what life coaching teaches you is how to live your own reality. So the first step to a new reality, the first step is powerful step is to transforming any current circumstances, is cultivating the willingness to see that circumstances and ourselves from the broader vantage point. A shift in perspective is all that is required to realize that we have a greater ability to choose than we previously imagined. The coaching industry, now thriving in countries all over the world, exists to people of all ages and walks of life from the ruts in perception that are holding them back. As we challenge outdated patterns of limitation and self-juggernaut, we open up space to our physical, mental, and emotional bodies for an entirely new reality to emerge. And this is what I want to say about that kind of reality. So, do you understand that when you're talking about a reality of life, and think about it, for so many of us, that when our parents came over from Europe, or our ancestors, they had a reality of what went on in the homeland, in the countries, based on what technology was known at that time. As new things emerge, that what we're seeing is a new way, a new reality, and you have to learn to live in that reality. And it all ties into when we talk about employment and how the job market has changed over time, because back in the 50s and in the 60s, what happened was when you went to college, it was all about going to work for the company and working your way up into management and upper management positions. And then towards the latter part of the 90s, as people started thinking about the new century, then what happened was with Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, you had the creation of the personal computer and the software that was needed to run the personal computer. That meant that computers became accessible to everyone. And then there was advent of the internet. And with the advent of the internet, what is happening? That people interact. We become a global environment. That when we talk about employment, it's no longer that 9-to-5 job. Companies now look for ways to cut their expenses. That started with the big corporations when they had 2, 3, 4, even 5 people doing the same job. That what they did was they started to do cutbacks and they offered buyout packages during what was known as the Y2K era. And you saw a lot of people leaving the corporate world and downsizing by becoming entrepreneurs. And by doing so, it was the beginning of the dot-com era, but it was also something that was way overinflated. And so that I could get through all of this in the last 2 minutes of this session, what I'm going to say is that now technology allows companies to not have to sell their products through retail stores, but to set up websites and hire people as affiliates or even create opportunities for distributors, that they no longer have to be sales consultants. And you've got an industry in wellness that you can work in from home. You've got an industry in mobile gaming. You've got an industry in nutrition. It's just a matter of understanding how you can utilize and create opportunities for yourself and to change your mindset from being one of a negative one to a positive one, to put out that positive energy force out into the world, to say, I can do whatever I set out to do. I can make the right choices. And because my personality was always to be outgoing and not introverted, I was able to pull back from my family, and I was able to see the negativity there and knew that I could do and achieve more than they or what society was telling me I was capable of. And once I lost my job with the state of Georgia, I was unable to find gainful employment. So I knew I had to go out there and create opportunities for myself. And it's taken a while, but the timing for everything to come together is there. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website. And that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for both group and individual coaching. And finally, I would like to say that I am considered a best-selling author with the book that I took part in,